Blog Talk Radio.
It's not necessarily that. It's all about feeling good in your mind and in your heart and where you're at. It's not about the weight size. It's not about the scale numbers. It's about where you feel right inside.
Yeah, you've had ups and downs, but you've stuck with it, and you know, you never gave up, and that's what I just find so inspiring.
You say that I can be an inspiration. I think that, you know, one of the themes that we've been picking up tonight is, you know, what Team YRG can do for yourself and for others, and it's all about paying it forward. If I can help anybody, if I can help one person, if one person looked at what I did and think that is something that motivates them to do something, that motivates somebody else to do something, good God, man, I can't explain how good that makes me feel.
It was just a complete moment of triumph, because at that particular time I went farther than my original goal, and I was still feeling amazing. And I just, the whole shot is emblematic of what you can do if you don't let your doubts mess you up.
Sparky, this is Mark Merrow. No, bro, you are really, and you guys are so inspirational. You know, Team YRG, everybody that is part of Team YRG has been so inspirational. Everybody, we all have a story, you know. God has a purpose for all our lives, and we use that, you know. It's like God has taken our mess and turned into our message. We take this message that we have, that we've taken control of our life. And you just said it, Sparky, it's taking control of your life. It's making that decision to take control of your life. And when you do, you actually put yourself in a place where you can inspire and help so many people.
If things weren't already interesting enough, I had a friend of mine call in. Ray Lloyd is actually on the line.
Oh, my gosh, you're kidding me. Sugar Ray.
Brother Mark, what's up? And I just remember him saying, he said, there's not a lot of people in this world who are known as much for their failures as they are their successes. He said, I've missed a lot of jumps. And he said, but you know what? I kept getting back up. And that's become like my new theme is keep getting back up. Because we all get knocked down. We all do. And you just keep getting back up.
It's me, DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and welcome to the YRG Radio Roundtable.
Click, click, boom, folks. Another show, another day down. We're almost to Friday, and I think I found my new intro that seems to be the most popular one. How's it going? It's Sparky. Tonight you have me and Robert going at it as the pair, the dynamic duo. Stacy is out and about doing some appearances, and she can talk about that when she gets back. So, Robert, what's up, man?
It's been an extremely exciting day, but a very busy week.
Yeah. What's been going on with you, man?
Well, do you want the short story or the long story?
give people the short story. How about that? So you don't have to look through it again.
I'll encapsulate this as short as I can, but as a lot of people know, I have two daughters. My oldest is 9. I get a call from her mother today saying that she was playing Fort and they were using, among other things, to hold down the towels, the blankets, they were using a hand weight. And she's laying on the ground underneath the blankets, and the 15-pound hand weight comes off the shelf and lands on her face. Miraculously, you know, I rushed to the hospital. Somehow she got through that with 2 stitches in her forehead, and that's it. You know, something that could have been a horrible, horrible accident. Luckily turned out to be relatively minor. But it made for a very exciting day. What's that?
I was going to say, the probability you had 5 feet, 15 pounds, and wow, that's amazing. So, I mean, she's very fortunate, and you're feeling a little bit better now, and she's probably feeling a lot better now.
Yeah, I think that, you know, she's got a headache. We're gonna give her some Advil or something. I think I've aged 2 or 3 years in the last few hours.
Well, good thing a bunch of years off with YRG before that.
Absolutely. I think I've, you know, held back the hands of time for a good 2 or 3 years, and unfortunately, they just caught up with me today.
That's good. It's always good to have a store in the bank of YRG years. That way you can cash them in when a little bit of 10% creeps up on you.
Absolutely. And that was a lot of 10% at once. I guess I was due because I've been having a relatively quiet few months. So
relatively quiet, except for all the YRG happening that you're making.
Oh yeah, we've got so much going on. I mean, there's a lot that I wish that I could talk about, but there's a lot going on. I'm sure everybody who follows Dallas saw all of his tweets. He's filming the new DVDs. There's still a lot up in the air about those, but he did. Now you know how Dallas does YRG. I mean,
yes.
Especially when he does the extreme stuff that he does with other athletes. I talked to him today, and that day he filmed 6 or 7 hours of YRG.
Yeah, I was following the Twitter posts, and if anybody doesn't know, Team YRG is on Twitter at Team YRG, and you can just put Team YRG in and you can find it. Yeah, he was saying like 8 hours. He's got a bunch of pics up there. It's crazy some of the stuff they were doing.
Yeah, I mean, because it's either going to be 5 workouts or 5 DVDs. There's, you know, 3 or 4 actual workouts plus a couple of, intro DVDs of this is how you do it and, you know, this is how you do that. But he filmed all of that in one day, you know. And I think, especially speaking for myself, I'm not sure I can make it through any one of those workouts. And he filmed them, filmed them all.
Yeah, I know. So, he said that was like taking on I forget everybody he said, but it was like 3 of the biggest matches of his life, and then, you know, he kind of felt like a train hit him. But you know, he's the guy that can do it, man.
Yes.
Guy. So it's pretty cool, and people are going to be able to find out all about this. Basically, the best site I'm going to say that I've seen, if you want to see everything, is ddpbang.com. Is that a good place for them to go to sort of catch everything YRG and see some updates from this?
Absolutely, and when we get the whole everything sorted out with YRG Extreme, we'll be making announcements there as well as Team YRG, but through the newsletter that's available on ddpbang.com or dallaspage.com, it all takes you to the same place, but we'll definitely be making announcements on there. And I actually just pulled up his text, and this is what he says. I feel like I just wrestled the giant for an hour, then went 5 rounds with Brock Lesnar in a steel cage, and then went 15 rounds with Tyson in his prime.
Yeah, I wrote back to that. I was like, you're the only guy that could take those three guys on and still stand up.
So, yeah.
Hey, Jamie. I'm saying hi to Jamie. She's talking in the chat room. I'm finding it's easier for me to talk on the phone than to talk in the chat room and on the phone at the same time. So the cool thing is he's brought some new people into that, and I think there's fitgirlwear.com on the site now. It's kind of a prelude to YRG Extreme. He's got 2 people doing the video with him, so that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be trying one of the positions here pretty soon. He's got, and I forget the name of it, I've been trying the banana split. If you guys all know what that is in YRG Extreme, he's throwing like a right leg out in front of him and a left leg back behind him, and basically trying to put, you know, the bottom of his crotch, for better terms, flat on the ground, and he pulls it off. I'm still feet, you know, a couple feet off the ground. I can't pull it off. But with some practice, I'm going to do it. And, you know, next time I'll keep trying and it'll be there. But he does this L-sit. You know, if you see gymnasts, when they grab onto the rings,
mm-hmm.
they kind of go into an L-sit. What he does, and I've seen a picture of it, he puts his fists into the ground with his shoulders, his traps, and his back. He lifts his body straight up off the ground and then goes into an L-sit from there. The core strength that he's built up with YRG to be able to do that, I think is amazing. I tried it right off the ground, and I've got a pretty good core, but I'm tapping a foot or two off the ground, and I definitely want to lean forward a little bit. But I'm going to be trying it and then hopefully throwing up a video. I got 2 chairs in my workout room. I'm starting with 2 chairs. That way I know I'm going to lean forward a little bit. So, yeah, man, it's really exciting stuff getting ready to get into that. So
that's awesome.
So, it's going to be really cool. There's some cool stuff. I know Rich Wolfson's out there, and he's been doing some stuff. He challenged me this week to do. He and Brett have been doing down dogs jumping straight into black crows. I'm like, I have a problem.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that when I went and worked out, or I watched Dallas and Mark Merrill work out, that's exactly what they were doing. And Dallas was trying to teach him how to do that. And Mark is in phenomenal shape, but he doesn't quite have the flexibility yet. He probably does by now, as that was like a month ago. But that was one of the moves that they were working on then.
That's cool. Yeah, and I try it, man. It really, I mean, make sure if anybody out there is going to try it now that we said it, make sure you got some good shoulder work and some good strength in your upper body before you try that, because you don't want to hurt your shoulders, because it does put some strain on your shoulders. And speaking of Mark Mira, man, every time I hear him on the intro, man, I'm like, wow, that was cool. If anybody doesn't know, when we first started doing one of the shows when Dallas was out, Mark Miro called in as a sort of a surprise guest, and, you know, Robert brought him in, and that part is sort of on the intro. It always makes me feel at the time, like I said afterwards, I told Mark, I was like, man, I'm ready to crap my pants, but every time I hear that, so, pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, that was a phenomenal show. It came off so well, and, you know, everybody mixed together well, and, you know, I know that's a long intro, and there's a lot of stuff in that intro, but there was just such good stuff, I don't want to cut it down either, you know?
Yeah. No, there's a ton of stuff, and I don't know how long it took you to find all that. If, you know, if anybody's gone through any kind of editing, and anybody, just in that in itself, you know, is time-taking, and if you look at then even just finding those clips, man, that's some amazing work you put together there. I know it takes a lot of time, and, you know, that's your time that you took to put that together. So, you know, I really appreciate that. That's cool stuff.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I think it took roughly about 4 or 5 hours to get it all done and get it polished. And, you know, there's a little, and I might be the only person that hears it, but when Ray talks, there's a little beep in the background, which I tried so hard to get that beep out of there, and it just bugs me every time I hear it.
You're a perfectionist, I know that. I'm working on my video for DDP and the site. This is my my story, and DDP asked me probably 3 months ago to work on it, and I started in Movie Maker. It's a Microsoft free product, and you can only do one stream of video, and editing in and out, and, you know, that just wasn't good enough for me, so I got PowerDirector, and I tried the free version, because I keep trying to tweak it, I keep trying to make things perfect. I have to scale back, because if I keep trying to make it perfect, he won't get it until my 2-year anniversary, which by then, my Sparky Shred might be done. I might have Abs of Steel by that point, which would be awesome, but I'd really like to have 2 videos, that done. So, wow. We've had an amazing week, actually, in the site. We've had 7 new members this week, which is pretty good. So I want to give a shout-out to everybody. We got Stuart Adam Roberts, the man with 3 first names, Eric Phillips, Todd Arrington, Joe Izzo, and a special shout-out to Katie Gutman. If you know Jamie, Katie is, I believe, Jamie's cousin. So, Jamie, correct me if I'm wrong. I know you're in the chat room. So, Katie, welcome. It's great to have you here. Alice Cadley, I hope I got your last name right. She's already popped in and gave us a few recipes on the site, which is pretty cool. And this guy, many of you might not know him, but this guy named Glacier, I don't know where he came from. Ray Lloyd. If you've been listening to the show, Ray Lloyd is now a member of Team YRG. Told us last week he was going to pop in, and he did. So thanks to all our new members. A special thanks to Ray Lloyd.
You know, without all our members supporting the community and being in there, we wouldn't be as successful as we are in helping everybody out and touching as many lives as we are. Because for each one of you that does something, somebody else is doing something to help other people have a positive experience in their life and own their lives. So, you know, what you do and how you represent yourselves here goes a very, very long way. And that's what makes Team YRG very, very special. So,
absolutely.
I've had a lot of great experiences here, and you know, I've been involved in a lot of online communities before I got here. Before the show, Robert and I were talking about gaming. I've been involved in a lot of gaming communities. Actually, one of those has come and gone. I was involved in that for about a year or two, and you know, there was a lot of people cycling in and out of that community. I was involved in, you know, another health site. And there's a lot of people, you know, just a lot of people crashing there, kind of putting a lot of blogs, a lot of me time there. It's sort of all about them. But when you get into Team YRG, this place has such a different vibe. It's, as Mark Miro would say, it's one of the elevators that takes you up. It's from Dallas Page, Positively Page. It's a total positive experience. And anybody who's new here, I hope you dig in. I hope you enjoy it, because everybody here is invested in you being a success and making sure that you get exactly what you want out of your journey. So, you know, it takes you to take the first step, but we're here along the way to help help support you and help pull you along. And one of the people that helps to do that is Stacey Morris, who is not with us tonight. And like I said, I'll let her tell you about her journey, but she posted a recipe of the week. She's been trying to get these on, I think, Wednesdays, her recipe thing. She got this one on Thursday, but she's got a strawberry protein passion, which is really cool. She's got this egg white protein drink. I don't know. Do you do protein drinks, Robert?
I used to. I haven't in a while. That's definitely something I'm going to get back into.
Mm-hmm. I'm finding out recently, they're a great meal supplement. Like in the morning, I was eating a ton of eggs. A couple months ago, I was telling Dallas I was getting some problems, getting past the plateau, and he's like, bro, you're not eating enough protein. He's like, you're doing all this exercise and you're not getting enough protein. And, you know, one of the things after I looked into it, protein helps build lean muscle helps burn fat. You know, it's kind of a cycle. Keep going, and it helps burn fat faster. And as soon as I started doing that, I was like, okay, I'm going to eat 6 eggs in the morning. So I'm making a half a dozen eggs every morning and eating them, and I started getting worried about my cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing to get past that is get one of these protein drinks. You can get this egg white powder that has, like, no cholesterol in it whatsoever, and make yourself a good protein drink. And you can get, depending on what you're using, upwards in the teens in grams of protein, which is pretty good. And depending on your weight around it, like, I know for me, I want to get over 100 grams of protein a day. So, you know, a couple of those shakes with some lean ground beef, some buffalo, bison, or some turkey. I'm hitting my range pretty well. But she's got a wonderful strawberry protein passion drink at Stacey Morris, Hungry for the Truth, blogspot.com. If you just hit Team YRG, she's got a blog up there with the recipe of the week, and you can see it. And I've been enjoying these actually for a long time myself. I love doing a little bit of what I got is some whey protein right now. I want to switch to the egg protein, but I'll throw that in a blender. I'll put some frozen blueberries in there and some rice milk, because I do some almond milk now. I switched off the rice because the rice is actually higher in carbs than almond milk. Throw that in a blender, spin it up, and you've got a pretty good meal to start your day, and it only takes 30 seconds, however long it takes you to put the stuff in the blender and turn it on. Really good stuff. So, wow, we got a couple people kicking in the chat room, a few guests right now. So if anybody wants to call in, we're doing a community show this week. And basically that means we're leaving the lines open. People call in, we'll talk to you about whatever you want to do, 347-994-1216, or throw a question in the chat room, and Robert and I will do our best to help you out. So one of the things
all you guys. There's absolutely no topic. It's all whatever you guys want to talk about.
Absolutely. And, you know, for that, this show, as I've been saying, your radio, go. YRG can mean a ton of different things. For when we had
Dan the B. Severn on. He said YRG is year-round growth. You know, for YRG Radio is your radio. Yo, this is your show. You know, Robert, Stacy, and I, we're here to sort of pilot it, try to have some good conversation and keep you guys entertained. But at the same time, feel free to give us a buzz. Kelly's out there. She was thinking about calling, and I hope she does. She's our first that-a-boy this week because Kelly has been buying herself new clothes left and right. And I'm anxious to see her. She put a picture of her Zumba pants on. And, you know, Kelly, I was a little disappointed. You didn't have the 80s, you know, whatever, kid and play thing with the Zumba pant halfway up one knee and all the way down on the other. So, you know, if you can kick that, that'd be awesome. But she's looking to basically bust every door down Van Damme style because she's been making a lot of progress, has been very excited about it, and she should be because she's really owning her life. So, Kelly, the shout-out for you. Awesome job, and glad to have you here and keep it going.
Now, can we bring the Kid and Play hair back? That's what I want to see.
The Kid and Play hair would be awesome.
That was epic. That was just that was architecture. It was just amazing.
Now, which one was that? Kid or that was Play, right? Or was
I think it was Play. Yeah,
it was Play that had the like. He had, and I don't even know if you called it an afro, but he had. It wasn't really an afro. It was like this big, like pencil top. It looked like an eraser at the top of the pencil.
Yeah, that was like a super fro. That just was way beyond afro.
That definitely was. You know, I have a buddy who lives in D.C., and not that he could grow it like that, but a guy with an Irish background, believe it, and he's got the thickest hair known to man, and he keeps it cut short because if he let that grow out, this guy would rock the most awesome fro ever. And, you know, I would love to see him do it, but he never will. Never will. It'd be the greatest natural fro I've ever seen, but he just won't do it. He keeps it trimmed short. So, Sean, if you ever do it, man, take some pics and send them in. So
I've got to send a message out to Jamie because Jamie messaged me in like every avenue that she had possible, text messages and Facebook and Team YRG, and I still somehow managed to go and welcome your cousin to the community. So I have to apologize to Jamie for that. It completely blew past me.
Yeah,
I'm sure she'll forgive me, though.
Can I do a kip-up?
What the hell's a kip-up?
Jay Campbell is asking me for a kip-up. That, you know, if you guys don't know Jay's in Canada, so, you know, those Canadians. And which is a great segue to, sorry, fellas, the Cup's back in America. It's with the Bruins. I know you're trying to one-up my alma mater, the WVU Mountaineers, and burn cars instead of couches, but come on, guys. It's a cup. It's Lord Stanley's Cup. Yes, you guys created hockey and all that jazz, but it's with the Bruins now. And, you know, I got to give a grats to the Bruins and a grats to two of my boys, the Wrecking Ball, Mark Recchi, former Penguin. I am glad this guy got the cup because I have a feeling he's going out in style. Hopefully, you know, if this is his last year, congratulations, Mark Recchi. And, you know, when the series started, my other guy, Cam Neely, originally came in with the Vancouver Canucks and then eventually ended his career with the Boston Bruins. Unfortunately, his career was cut a little bit short because of injuries and whatnot that he had. But if you don't know who Cam Neely is, he's an older hockey player. If you've ever seen the movie Dumb and Dumber, which is one of my favorites, and maybe you haven't because many people think the movie is exactly like its title, but he was Seabass in Dumb and Dumber. So did you ever see that, Robert?
I've seen parts, but I haven't seen it all the way through.
Oh, one of my favorites, but check it out. So anyway, Cam Neely.
Yeah. Let me interrupt you there for a second, man, because, you know, I was thinking about it, because you were talking about Vancouver and them, you know, burning the place down, and, you know, and I was talking to a friend of mine about that today, and I'm like, you know, I don't get the whole riot thing, you know, because I understand being upset that you lost the cup. I'm cool with that. I get that. What I don't get is why you destroy your own town. I mean, doesn't it make sense to go to, like, the next town over and tear that up?
Yeah, I mean, don't you want to take somebody else out instead of your own town? I mean, yeah, these guys are upset, and it's, you know, actually, it's, to me, it's really sad for the sport of hockey, because, you know, I was always a fan of Canadian teams. You got the Hartford Whalers who left. Now you got, you know, the Quebec Nordiques who became the Colorado Avalanche. Then you even had some northern, like, United States teams, like Minnesota North Stars, who ended up in Texas. And it's kind of like, wow, you know, and they're trying to get all these teams back, and then they go and do this. And it's, you know, but I can – because, you know, we got some, and I don't know, you know, I can call them bumpkins because I'm an alma mater there. But, like, in good old, by God, West Virginia, the Mountaineers burn couches in the streets. Of course, we do that when we win. But, you know, I never understand why people destroy shit.
I don't get that. And, you know, like somebody said in the chat room, it was just a lot of punks looking for an excuse to cause problems. I'll paraphrase that. But, and I get that, but, you know, and a lot of people were looting and stuff, and, you know, I live in Orlando, and if things get crazy, I'm going to go loot, you know, Melbourne, you know, I'm going to go a few towns over. I'm just saying.
Well, now I'm in Pittsburgh, and we don't do anything, like, too crazy here, and, you know, one of the good things is, you know, zombie preparedness. If anybody doesn't know, I'm a huge geek at heart. I'm a huge computer game addict, and I play Left 4 Dead like nobody's business. It's a first-person shooter, zombie-killing game. Yeah, I know. I probably
and that's not
let
Rob Zombie for anybody who's confused.
What's that?
I said it's not Rob Zombie for anybody who might be confused about that.
No, not at all. So I'm all down with zombie preparedness. So I'm good to go in case any riots happen here. But considering our Pittsburgh Pirates are terrible, I don't see that happening anytime soon. Yeah, Ryan, we're in the sports tonight. This is Ryan just hopped in the chat room.
Yeah, I saw that. And Ryan, we were playing with the idea, kind of, you know, half-heartedly of making this a video game segment. So you never know.
Yeah, we could go anywhere tonight. Basically, whatever keeps the conversation going, because I was fully willing to say, you know, hey, if we get a half hour out of tonight, that's good enough. But, you know, and Robin and I talked a little bit about this, and I don't know if we can organize it a little bit. Hey, we've got a couple other video game geeks, and somebody, I'm not going to reveal their name, just told me that they love Dragon Age. I haven't gotten into that yet, but, I know a couple people who are super addicted to Dragon Age. So
I've heard it was really good.
That's a great title. And Dragon Age 2 came out. So
yeah,
I've never played it. Don't know a thing about it. So I'm not going to pretend that I know. But got to team up with Sparky on Left 4 Dead. HD. There you have it.
He just reached out and touched your heart, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And if you put a little 2 next to that, that'd be fantastic. And as I say that, we lost somebody out of the chat room. Sorry, that, you know, we went. You know, I think wrestling and professional wrestling and gaming kind of go hand in hand. I think you have to kind of be, you know, if you're one a fan of one, you have to be a fan of another. And
suspending reality, man.
That's true. I'm gonna throw something out here that Robert, you and I sort of talked loosely about it, about getting people on the phone. I am going to, my wife's going to kill me because I'm going to spend money on something that I don't get paid for. but we want callers on the line to come in here and talk because, like I said, it's your radio go. I dabble in designery every once in a while, and I designed a Monster Vader shirt for Doug, the Monster Motivator, Stefan. And came up with a logo for him. It's Monster Vader, and I put a design up on Zazzle. I am willing to buy and ship anybody one shirt if they call in with an answer to my next question. In most of my videos, I'm up in my workout room, okay? And in my workout room, behind me on a wall, there's a bunch of pictures. If anybody can tell me any of the wrestlers These are WWE superstars who are hanging on the wall in the picture behind me. That shirt's yours. The first caller to call in and say who one of those people are. So I'm not going to make it easy for you.
I'll give everybody a hint, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
None of those superstars are me, okay? Just...
No, I I'm all right. Never mind. I could have gone lots of places there, but I'm just not going.
You know, and like I tell everybody, man, you know, because I run a humor blog, I do, I'm at where I work, and I'm always the smart ass, and 90% of what I do is just to entertain myself, you know?
No, and that's what's fantastic, because I do the same thing at work, and a lot of people, it's weird, because either my type of humor comes off because I try not to be dry, but sometimes I'm dry, sometimes I'm not, but
mm-hmm.
I always like to try to have some fun, and if I can throw something at you and you can throw it back, I will do it all day long and hope somebody doesn't take it the wrong way. Like a couple weeks ago, we gave a call out to Jay, and you know, it was on the Sparky call out, and Jay took it really well. Steven Peters, if you don't know him, he's been very active on the site recently. He took it pretty well. I think you got to have some humor and you got to have some good time, and if a little bit of that is, you know, you're giving somebody a little bit of a rib, you know, if they can throw it right back at you, you know, you got to laugh at life, because if you take it way too seriously, you're going to miss a ton.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and I'm like that. I'm completely like that. Unfortunately, sometimes it happens where we'll do a call out. We'll say, hey, you know, we're calling you out to call on the show. And, you know, you get a situation like Ryan, where Ryan went and hid for 2 weeks and he just finally came back. So that's the other side.
Yes. Yes. Ryan. That's all I'll say, man. I hope you're doing well. I will continue to call you out. And he said, okay. But bro, you know, you keep coming back, and that's for good reason, because you know what you want. You know Team YRG is going to give that to you. So, who's doing the death match? Halfway through death match? Oh,
yeah, Dembski mentioned that. And, man, I tell you what, if I had a good internet connection, I would be all over that right now.
Yeah,
I'd even hang up end the show right now to do it.
Hey, Ryan, it's all with love, brother. It's all with love.
Nothing but love for you, man.
just trade it back, my man. Just trade it back.
If you can hang.
I like that.
Oh, I got to tell you this, man. this just popped into my head because it's about time for Ray to call in. And I got to tell you, we get together every once in a while, not as much lately as I would like, but we get together every once in a while to throw ideas around, and he's got all these different things going on. And last Saturday, I went and hung out with him and a bunch of his friends and everything. And for anybody who has seen Ray on the site and once, and you know, he's been the wrestler on TV, and a lot of those guys have big egos and they're unapproachable. But Ray is not that guy. I went out and hung out with him for about 3 or 4 hours. We drank some beers and had some laughs, and it was just a great time. But three or four times during that, Ray comes up and says, "Hey, man, I really appreciate you coming out and spending time with me," you know? And I'm thinking, just how awesome is that? You know, he's just so appreciative. I mean, the guy has no superstar ego. You know, he's just a regular guy. So if anybody's thinking about approaching him on the site, talking to him, starting up a topic with him, go for it. He's a great guy. He's very approachable.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. He's been calling into the show and just being like, I mean, he comes in, he throws down on the show, and he's in here for like 45 minutes. And he's just like, "Oh, I don't mean to take the time, you know, I'm happy
mm-hmm.
to be here, you know." And fantastic guy, fantastic personality, you know, we're very fortunate to have him in the community. And, you know, Yeah, I can say the same thing. I haven't met him personally. You know, it's okay if you want to name drop and everything and say where you've been with all these famous people and everything. But
I just do that to make you feel better. No, it's me. That's right, it's me.
No, but that's cool because after I get back from Cancun, where if nobody knows, in August 25th to 29th, DDP's YRG Retreat Extravaganza is happening. So hopefully I do it justice. I know that DDP says it much better than I do. He's got all the information up on the site. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me. But the people you really want to contact is Travelsmiths because they're going to book your trip for you without you having to do anything. Sally and Ashley, man, they're going to take quite good care of you. I'm going down. If you're in the community, you know, Rev Kev's going down. Actually, Ray's mentioned that he's thinking about it. Mark Miro's actually been thinking. I don't know if they're going to be there or not. I mean, you know, these guys are busy guys. They got a lot going on. But there's going to be
somebody else very, very cool. I would name drop here, but there's somebody else very, very cool.
How do you face it like that? You know?
Well, I mean, this is enough.
You guys always got the surprises.
Well, I'll tell you off the air, Sparky, but I can't let the cat out of the bag because I don't know if it's 100% or not, but there is somebody very cool that is supposed to be going that, you know, is just another reason for you guys to go. And, you know, actually, let me switch gears here for a second. We actually have who's on the line?
Hello?
413.
Euler.
Oh. Euler.
Hello.
Who we got?
Officer X here, guys. What's happening?
Hey, bro.
Hey, what's going on?
Long time, man. How you been?
Good. Been busy. The funny thing is I'm driving to Jersey to Philly. I said, let me give DDP a call. I hit him, and then I got the voice message. Shit, it's DDP Radio. So I called in. I've been listening for the last bunch of the Turnpike. What are you guys up to?
Not too much, man. Hanging out, trying to have a little bit of fun, man.
Oh,
yeah,
good stuff. I'm traveling. I'm going to do the Philly Comic Con this weekend.
Oh, nice.
I got Maria Kanellis, and I got my high rate monitor, my mats, and DVDs. It's going to be a great, great couple of days.
Nice. Are you still training the recruits?
No, they're done. I got a different group now. They'll be starting up soon, but we're having fun with them.
Good.
People are learning and growing. This stuff's getting better and better every day. I can't wait for the new videos to come out.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you heard that part of the show, but Dallas killed himself filming all that in one day. It's just insane.
Oh, he's tough.
Oh,
we had a blast about a month ago. Did he tell you we did it with China?
No, he didn't tell me that.
No, it was funny. Dylan was there, DDP was there, I was there, China. We had a good time, real good time.
Nice, I got to ask him about that. Because I remember him mentioning China, but he didn't tell me that he did YRG. That's
the
awesome.
The ninth wonder of the world did some YRG, it was awesome.
Mm.
Awesome. Just really, really good stuff going, and you can't beat this stuff. You can take it with you anywhere you go.
Absolutely. All you need is your mat and a DVD player. And if you do them enough, you don't even need the DVD player anymore.
No, you don't even need a DVD player. Just count your breaths and just do it. That high rate monitor is all you need. That and the mat, and you're good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you got your diamond dozen down, you're good.
Excuse me? I'm sorry?
What'd you say, Sparky?
I said, if you got your diamond dozen down, you're good to go, man.
Oh, yeah. It's great stuff. Where are you guys?
Where do we live, or?
Yeah, Texas.
Yeah, I'm in Orlando, and where are you at, Sparky?
I'm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
No. Oh, nice. Yeah, a little bit from Philly, though, but yeah, it's going to be good. I'd say if you guys are close to coming out of Comic-Con, it's going to be awesome this weekend.
That's pretty cool. Who's going to be there?
Awesome. There's Batman and Robin, the real ones.
Nice.
Maria Kanellis, Tony Atlas, Candace Michelle, Tori Wilson, Goldberg's there. Tons of wrestlers, tons of celebrities. Those things are a lot of fun. I don't know if you ever been. DDP does them sometimes, too. I wish I was thinking we should have brought him into this one. He'd do well out there. But those Comic-Cons are awesome.
I think he's doing one in San Diego next month, I think, the Comic-Con out there.
Yeah, that one's huge. That's huge also. If you've never been, I suggest you go. It's great.
No, I've never been to one. I got a buddy of mine that I used to work with travels to those, and somebody just mentioned Adam West, original Batman. He goes to a lot of those, but my buddy travels to go see the original Catwoman, and he's got like a collection of pictures. This guy, you know, he's about my age, so he's in his mid-30s, actually. I think he's a little younger than me, so he's in his mid-30s. But he travels around to see the original Catwoman, and man, you know, I mean, if you've seen her, man, in the old shows, when was that on, like in the early 70s?
Think the 60s.
Yeah.
The 60s? I mean, he's got a real thing for it. But yeah, those things are pretty awesome. Anybody who's been in comics and whatnot, and they're cool. We were just talking a little bit ago. Robert and I, we're big video game junkies anyway, so that kind of like is in our wheelhouse anyway, to check those kind of things out.
Yeah, it's awesome. And anytime you can meet someone that you watched on TV when you were a kid or growing up, and get experience with them, it's just great. That's what's cool about this YIG is you end up becoming friends with Paige and Miro, or like Glacier saying, just good, decent guys that are on the same path we're on. You know, and people don't realize you put yourself in on the same path by what you do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. We actually should have Glacier calling in pretty much any minute. He's about 10 minutes late, so.
Anything can happen, you know.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
But I gotta go. I'm hopping off the turnpike here, guys. Keep up the good work. The show's awesome.
Thanks, bro. Have a good night, man.
Bro. Take care, guys. Be safe. See ya. Bye-bye.
Well, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, he's always been a great guy, man. Oh.
Yeah, Officer X calls in all the time, and this is the first time I've been on the show where he's actually called in to, like, when DDP hasn't been on the line, but it's good for some great conversation, and it's always doing some stuff. Like, Robert, you probably know a little bit more background on Officer X than I do, but I know him from, like, listening to him on the show and whatnot, but he's always into, like, he's training guys, like, he's for the force and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, and he goes way back, because I'm pretty sure that he picked up on DDP Radio right after DDP made an appearance on RVD's show, because he is a longtime RVD fan, became friends of with RVD from appearing on the show, and I don't know the whole story, but I know that from what I understand, that's where he picked up on us. Because right after we started DDP Radio, Dallas went on to RVD show to promote it and to kind of kick it off that way. And Officer X kind of followed along and has been a friend of the program and YRG ever since.
Yeah, he's got a great handle too, Officer X, man. That's fantastic. So, wow.
And we actually have another caller here. Oh, they don't have their hand up. Okay, if you're on hold and you want to talk, just make sure you hit 1 on your dial pad. Otherwise, I'll just think that you just want to listen, which is totally cool.
So somebody's talking about that they haven't heard from Don in ages. I don't know who Don is. Jay, who's Don?
That was the guy. Oh, yeah, Don. Don called in like every week.
Don Munger, yeah.
Yeah, he called in like every week. He was always, he called in. He would call in before the show actually went on the air, and
really?
He was ready to go.
Don,
yeah, I mean,
Don started right around Matt Vesic's time, right?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Well, we'll give a shout out to Don and Matt. I know Matt's been doing some updates, and he's out actually around DDP, right? So he's been doing some workouts with DDP. So for both of you guys, man, if you're still out there, still working it out, man, stop on the site, say hello, let everybody know what you've been up to, because you know, a lot of people are interested in how you're doing and what your progress has been. So,
yeah, and I was thinking about Don the other day because, I mean, he's a guy, he was an interesting guy. He had a lot to say. And I had started talking to him offline through email because he had tried to contact Dallas. And Dallas really didn't think that, because you know how Dallas is. If you don't have the fire,
yep.
He doesn't, there's no easy way to say it. There's no nice way to say it. If you don't have the fire, if you're not going to put the work in, he doesn't have time for you. You know, everybody knows that.
Yep. Well, he'll say it right on the air.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really it comes off as like a little harsh, but it's just reality, you know. But Don, when he first emailed, didn't really come off as he had that hunger, and he was more like, "Hey, help me! I don't know what to do," and in a very passive way. And I through 7 or 8 emails back and forth, you know, he finally called in, and he was just an amazing guest on the show. And found that he really did have the passion, and he really, you know, I'm hoping he hasn't fallen off the wagon and isn't keeping up with what he was doing.
If we're going to give some shout-outs to some people who we want to continue to see grow through the show and stay motivated, you know, Rich, if you're out there, man, Rich, you were doing a lot with the show. I know you're still active. I know you're still doing some stuff, and you've had some health things going on. You know who you are, man. So come in and give us some updates, Rich, because you've been doing some great things. And, you know, I know I've been thinking about you. So, you know, I hope you're still going strong, and I hope, you know, things are still going positive for you. So, and, you know, Jay out there, Jay, you're coming up again, brother. Jay's been doing great. He's been doing phenomenal. He has a routine. This guy runs steps in addition to YRG. So that's been his training, is to run up and down steps. I live in a ranch, and I have steps to come up into. This is sort of what I call my man cave. And I dread running up and down them. I run up and down them twice, and I'm like, oh, my God. And like, you know, before it was bad. Now it's not too bad. But, man, anybody who runs steps because they want to, man, you're really looking to do something with yourself. So,
not only that, but Jay is almost always in that chat room, almost always listening. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Anybody who we can have in there who's sticking with us is really good. We've always got HD's in, Jamie, Kelly, Ryan, and yeah, props to Jay.
We actually have another caller if you want to take that.
Let's do.
Who's the caller? Who do we have?
It's Kelly.
Hey.
Kelly, what's happening?
Not much. What's going on?
Not too much. How's Canada treating you?
Oh, well, we had sun today for the first time in about 3 weeks, so it's just starting to dry out a little bit.
I love all the words with the bees, the about, the bit, because
it's a
sorry, gotta do it. You know, so you know, if people who are listening don't know a little bit about you and a little bit about your journey, you started probably about the same time I did, which was last year around May. I know I started May 10th. When did you find YRG?
July.
Okay, so you started about 2 months after me. So
yeah,
you want to give people a little intro to sort of how you started, and then sort of how you reloaded yourself here recently.
Sure. I started about the middle of July. I know.
I couldn't help it.
I love that.
Darn. yeah, so I started around the middle of July, and I wanted to do something, and a friend introduced me to the whole YRG thing, and I thought, well, this would be good, and I tried it, and I don't know if my mind wasn't in it yet or what was going on, but I couldn't seem to get my head wrapped around the gluten-free thing, the dairy-free thing, like all the exercise, trying to do like all the crazy stuff, and I'm like, my body does not move this way. So I picked at it a little bit and then fell off the wagon and got back on the wagon and fell off the wagon, and then that goes for food and exercise. Like, oh, yeah. Anyway, so in January, Christmas came and went, and I made a kind of a resolution to myself, good old New Year's resolution, and I said, okay, I'm going to do something. So in January, I had started my Zumba, and when I started that, it kind of sparked my YRG again. So the last 5 months, I've been getting my exercise down pat, and now I'm getting into getting my food down pat as well. So it's been good the last few months for sure.
Well, you say it's been good. One of the things, and I'm in a business where you do customer service, and one of the things that you want to do is under-promise and over-deliver. So I'm going to say you under-promise and over-deliver right there, and sort of you just undersold yourself with sort of you kind of got back into it, because if you've been following Kelly's post, you do like crazy boot camp, you do like Zumba, and you do YRG, and you'll hit all this stuff in one day.
Oh yeah, usually
five days a week
I do Zumba, and then I'm going to three different boot camps now, which are about an hour and some each. And the same lady who teaches Zumba does those, so she's one of my best friends, so that's awesome. She's also a personal trainer, so it's nice to get the extra feedback on extra weight stuff. Plus, I do YRG on the off days. And now I started running, which is interesting, because I'm still at about, I'm going to guess probably around 270 pounds now, since I'd kind of quit the scales cold turkey for a while there. So it's another couple of weeks before I can weigh myself. So, yeah.
That's not a bad idea, because quitting the scales, for me, when you say that, there's a certain point where you're like, wow, the scale is awesome. And then there's a certain point where you realize, wait, this isn't a number. This is a journey, right?
Yeah, exactly. It can be your worst enemy or your best friend.
Now how much better did that get for you when you were like, wow, when this scale is like not my friend nor my enemy, when this scale doesn't matter and it's about me feeling good about myself, how much more did that motivate you?
Oh, it was huge. I was so, I don't know if obsessed would be the term or not, but I'd weigh myself two or three times a day, and then I would get mad at myself because the weight didn't go the direction I wanted. And I just decided, actually, the friend that teaches the boot camp and stuff, she's like, you need to find a hobby. You need to do something to distract your mind, because you're putting too much negative pressure on yourself, because you're weighing yourself too much, and it's not doing what you think it should do, and you're getting down on yourself, and then that would lead to almost like binges of emotional eating, which, of course, would lead to more negative stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So once I got rid of the scales, so to speak, which they're only up in my closet, so, I mean, they're just out of sight, out of mind.
Wait, you actually put them in your closet?
Yep.
That's awesome.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, that's a fantastic idea. I used to like not stand on mine. Mine's just sitting in the.
They were down on the floor, I was standing on them.
Really?
I couldn't.
Yeah, put them away. You don't even need to see them. You're doing exactly the right thing.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, and it took probably about a week and a half for everything to kind of sink in and for my brain to catch up to what she was telling me, but then it just felt like a weight had been lifted from me, and it was no longer about the numbers. I mean, the numbers are still important, because from what my number goal is, I still have 90 or 100 pounds left to lose in that regard, but it was more about having fun and just enjoying the exercise and having a hell of a lot of fun with it.
One of the times on one of these shows, when I first came in and Dallas first said, hey, you want to co-host with me? And I was like, yeah, whatever. You know, one of the things I was uncomfortable with was talking about certain things and saying certain things. And I misquoted something, and I'm kind of glad I did, because Terry Lang, you know, the godmother of everything YRG, you know, Athena.
She probably wouldn't appreciate the godmother title, but...
Athena, she is, you know, all things YRG embodied. She is the original YRG diva. Let's go with that. So
I think she would appreciate that. Yes,
and she absolutely is. And one of the things I said, and I'm glad she corrected me. I said nothing is as good as thin feels. Nothing tastes as good as thin feels. She's like, no. She's like, nothing feels as good, nothing tastes as good as healthy feels. And, you know, once you start thinking in that sort of mindset, healthy, you know, nothing is as good as healthy feels. the scale number is not as good as Healthy Fuels. The food that you taste is not as good as Healthy Fuels. Man, that's an amazing and a very empowering thing. When I first started, I just wanted to lose a couple pounds, you know. And I had trouble, like, running up a hill with my son. My son at the time was 2 years old. He's now three. You know, an amazing little boy. Anybody with kids, you know, you want to keep up with them and you want to run with them. And if you were in my position, you were just kind of like, wow, you were really checked out on their lives. And you don't realize it until you get in shape, what you were missing out on. But, you know, she's right. It's not thin. It's not a number. It's nothing else. It's feeling healthy and taking care of yourself and really owning your life, as Dallas would say. That 90%, if you want to control, man, if you're not giving yourself that benefit, you're selling yourself short because, wow, when you really get that under control, how good does it feel? How much has your life changed in the past year, Kelly? Like, if you had to say, like, put a percentage on it about if you took yourself last year at this time, what is it, the 16th, June 16th, 2010, yep. And say, you know, how much more positive and how much more excited that you are now, numbers, scales, everything else aside, compare it to now. If you threw a percentage on that, what would it be?
I would say probably 1,000% would cover it.
1,000%.
My life is completely, in the last 12 to 13 months, my life has completely changed. All of it was pretty much instigated by my ex leaving me. And that was kind of the light bulb or the, you know, the door slamming in my face and went, huh, well, what do I do now? And that started everything. That started me finding YRG. That started me getting rid of the negative and the self-hatred and developing into, you know, I love myself. I'm kinder to people. I was always friendly, but I was always very cynical and very negative and very, you know, all that sort of, you know, bad stuff. And now I love to help people and I'm always smiling and I'm always joking around and everyone likes to be around me and, you know, and I feel amazing and, like, every day I have people tell me, like, you know, I'm so glad I know you. I'm so glad that, you know, you're such a positive influence and you look so great and it's always good stuff I'm hearing. So I'm thinking I obviously must be putting out some sort of good mojo, for lack of a better term, because it's all coming back.
No, I'd love to say that.
Go ahead, Sparky. Finish your thought.
I have a feeling we were going to say the same thing because, you
probably
know,
not.
Probably not. You know, no, I was going to say, I love hearing that because, like, one of the things that sticks with me in, like, you know, Mark Mero says people are like elevators. They can take you up and they can take you down, you know.
Yeah.
You are taking people up. You on your journey are an elevator taking people up. I mean, you're picking yourself up. You're picking other people up. Success begets success, you know. Anything that you do where you feel positive about yourself and you feel good about yourself, I mean, it's just going to pave the way for more of that to come for you and for everybody else you touch.
Yeah, it's really, and I never used to have the foresight to look ahead and think, okay, so if I approach this in a better way and I just take it one day at a time and I'm more positive, then good things will happen. I was always like, oh, well, I can't do this, and I can't, and I can't, I can't.
Yep.
So once I turn that around, and now I look back, and I'm like, holy frig, I don't ever want to go back to the way I was, ever, ever.
Right.
Not even weight-wise, just personality-wise. Because I was always a really good person. I just had a blanket of, I was almost like Grumpy Bear off the Care Bears. Like, I always had a cloud of negative over me, like, it was one thing, and it was just, I'd go off on people, and it was crazy.
No, I gotta say, like, one of the things is, like, in, you know, if I would be able to say, like, when you came into the community, and you started doing things, you were kind of in, you were kind of out, and, like, what's happened with you in the past 3 months? as far as owning your life and coming in here and saying, hey, guys, this is the blueprint. This is what you need to do. Here's how you own your life. Here's how I've owned my life. And you've been calling into the show. Do you think you'd even, I mean, this is just me, Sparky, on the line. I mean, this is just the community on the line. Do you think you'd even call with just me on the line a year ago? No, I'm not saying DDP. Would you have called on the line with DDP a year ago?
I don't think I probably would have. I might have wanted to, but I didn't have enough confidence myself to even pick up the phone and dial it.
You know, Jay, I'm looking at the chat room. Sparky, just a second ago I said that we wouldn't have said the same thing. It's because, number one, you had a great point, which you always do. I usually have a smartest comment. But also, number two, what I was going to say is speaking about being positive and, you know, people wanting to be around you, we have Ray on the line.
Fantastic. Wow. Well, I feel bad now because now we kept Ray waiting.
Are you there, Ray? I give him that great intro, and he's not there.
Because you didn't say, Sparky, shut the hell up. We got Ray on the line.
I put Ray to sleep. I can't believe.
we'll hang up for a little bit, and hope Ray calls back. Sorry, Ray. I got a little long-winded with my talking and whatnot, but I'm sure Ray is cool with that because, you know, Ray, he's a very good guy, and, you know, he's happy to be here and happy to see what everybody is doing. Now, I missed kind of a question. I'm trying to go back in the chat room, and I'm trying to see who said it. It was either Jay or Ryan, and somebody was talking about when to do the workouts. And I'm going to tell you something. And Kelly, chime in, and Robert, chime in, as you feel like it. I get up a little bit early, and I've had some trouble in past weeks, and I've been getting up now, and I do a variety of different types of workouts. If it's on the treadmill, if I'm doing the dreaded Y-word workout with Bob Harper on the video, or if I'm doing some YRG in the morning, and I also try to hit it in the afternoon, or maybe I'm trying to do some, you know, red hot core during my lunch. You know, but I try to pick a time of day, and I tried to do that in the beginning. I'm going to tell you that there's not a time of day to do anything. The best time to do something is when you feel like it, and do it once a day. When you get in the mood, when you have some time, take 20 minutes for yourself. That's your 20 minutes. You own it. Go do a workout. Get Red Hot Core in. Put energy in. Put mixed tape in. You know, invest 20 minutes in walking. Jay doing stairs. Do something. 20 minutes. When you have the time, do it. If you're parking your ass in front of the TV for 20 or 30 minutes, you have 20 or 30 minutes to do, I don't know, do some three-second push-ups. Why are you wearing your push-ups on the floor? Do three or four sets of them. Go into some thunderbolts, do some lunges, do something else. But best advice I can give you, when you have the time, do it.
I think
yeah,
I just
absolutely.
Heard Ray in the background. Are you there, bro?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's up,
Ray? I love sitting there and being kind of a fly on the wall and listening to what you guys are talking about, because the one thing that that's so cool to hear is that, you know, like the last 10 minutes of hearing you guys talk about, you know, everything is that you just hear the passion. You have the passion for what you get, for what everybody does and why they're here. And you know, that's one thing that most people say is that, well, even Faith goes, he goes, everybody can find 20 minutes a day to do this. Well, you know, some people will still find a way to say, no, I can't. I can't find 20 minutes to do it, you know. And then not a lot of people know this. I don't think I mentioned it last time we talked, but right before I went into WCW in January of 96, which once again, I owe so much of that to Paige, is the 2.5 years before that, I was fitness director of the Atlanta Athletic Club, which is one of the most prestigious country clubs in the country. It has the most, it's pretty much follows golf. Bobby Jones, who's like the most famous golfer ever, That's his home course in Atlanta. They have the Bobby Jones Museum. They have a fitness center there that is like unparalleled. It's like top of the line place. And when I was there, one of the things I would get that same thing. See, I don't have 20 or 30 minutes. Blah 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 blah. And I'd say, okay, well, then break it up. Do 10 minutes early in the day. Do 10 minutes later in the day. If that's all you can do, then do that. You know, and it doesn't seem like so much sometimes when you say, do 10 minutes here, do 10 minutes there. And, you know, if anybody who's watched the program, you know, watched the tapes for any period of time, you pretty much committed to memory. I mean, if nothing else, you can remember the moves. Just get up and move for 10 minutes and do your favorite moves from YRG. You know, do the, like for me, my favorite move is because it's the most challenging one for me, is from the old, the original tapes, you know, doing the catcher position. Because back when I was younger and I was in the martial arts and everything, flexibility just came real natural to me. And then my senior year in high school, I tore my left hamstring. And it still is a problem to this day with me, but that position just is one of those, it's the most challenging, but it's also the most rewarding for me. You know, and just doing that and then holding like the plank position, because I'm still dealing with the shoulder injury I have. You know, I can do, if I position my hands in just the right position, I can do the plank position and I can lower and hold. I can't really push up yet. But, you know, so find what it is that you can do and do that. Even if you have to break it up into two mini workouts, it's better than nothing. You know, and anybody, I mean, for goodness sakes, anybody can find 10 minutes, you know, to do it. And I love when people say, well, I can't do this. I don't have time to do this, whatever. And this comes straight from Paige's Own Your Life CD, which is, you know, I always tell people the most powerful word in the English language is the word yet. If you say, I can't do it, it's I can't do it yet. Just put yet on the end of anything, you know. And so I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do that yet, you know. I don't have the endurance to do that. Well, I don't have the endurance to do that yet, you know. And it makes it possible.
I picked that makes up it possible. I'll pick that up watching the Arthur video when he says it in there, and he's like fallen over. He's like laying down because he just, you know, tried to do something and fallen over, and that's exactly what he says. You know, because I can't do this now doesn't mean I won't be able to do it someday.
Right. So I tell you what, I've never met Arthur, but I can't wait to meet him. You know, because he's just one of those guys that, I mean, what an inspiration! My goodness.
Oh, he is. I got to tell you, I actually had an opportunity. This was about 2-3 months ago. Doug Steffen, the Monster Motivator, was getting ready to ship off to Germany. He was in Washington D.C., Baltimore, Maryland area. And he said, hey, I'm going to be here. If you want to come down, let's hang out. Because Doug was very, very much a piece in my life and making sure that YRG was a success for me. And he's like, hey, come down. I'll get Arthur to give us a workout. And I got to meet both he and Arthur. Arthur took us through a 2-hour YRG workout. It was amazing. And I go in and I was like, it's great to finally meet you. And Arthur was like, so humble. He's like, I don't know why people always say that. He's like, you know, I'm just this guy. I just, you know, I'm just doing what I do. And it was amazing because he was like still, you know, hey, you know, he was there living his life. He's helping people. That day, he went out and he gave like 4 other workouts.
Wow.
It was amazing. He worked, and it was only 3 of us. There was another lady from the studio that he was in. It was Doug and myself. He gave us 2 hours, and then he went on to give, you know, a couple more workouts that day. But it was amazing, and I think it's sort of, you know, it all comes from the type of attitude and type of personality that Dallas has. It's like, you know, it's hard work. At the same time, it's humble. It's at the same time, teaching people how to own their life and giving people the tools to make them successful so they're confident they succeed. Because, you know, when you own your life and you help somebody else, they're going to help somebody else, man. It just grows and keeps going.
Oh, yeah, and it is. I mean, it's so much, you know, that's what, you know, Mark and I are doing, collaborating on a lot of things right now, and I just was on the phone with Mark for about 30 minutes before I got online with you guys here, you know, one thing that Mark always says, you know, he just says, you know, if you want to, whatever you want to get out of life, give that away, and you'll get it back. You know, if you want your happiness, give happiness to somebody. You know, like he always says, if you don't have a smile, I'll give you mine. you know. and that's the truth. I mean, you know, you help other people, and you don't do it to get it back, but it's amazing how it does come back to you. It really is, you know.
Yeah,
and
if you do it to get it back, you're doing it for the wrong reasons.
Right, you know, it's the same thing. It's like you know, when I do the wrestling seminars I do now, because I've been so fortunate in the wrestling business, not in just wrestling, in my entire life, to have people that were great leaders and great mentors come into my life, and Paige is being one of those. But you know, it's like, yeah, that's the one thing that was always the constant among all those people, was that, you know what, you know, you have to be able to do it for the right reasons, you know, not for the wrong reasons. And one of the things that I always tell in my wrestling seminars is I tell people, you know, if you're getting into wrestling to be rich and famous, then, you know, I'm not saying that's wrong, but you can't want that first. You know, you got to want it because you love it, you know. And if you love it, and I think I said this in the last show, was, you know, you do what you love, and what you love will reward you, you know. And it really is true, you know. I always tell the story to people about Paige when we I mean, Paige is, you guys all know how big Christmas is to Paige. So it was always a big thing for me to make sure that I gave something to Paige at Christmas that was always from the heart, but something I knew would be really special to him. And one year I took the picture from when he won the world title for the first time, and I'm sure you guys have seen the picture where he's up in the corner, he's throwing the belt way up, and he's, you know, looking, you know, shouting at the crowd and everything. And so I took that picture, and I had an artist, you know, redo that picture, and, you know, big thing that got really framed and nice and everything, gave it to him for Christmas. So I came over like 2 weeks later, it was on his wall down in his basement, this TV room, and we're standing there side by side looking at it, and I'll never forget what he said. He looked at it and he said, and only that Paige voice, he goes, "Bro, that moment was not about the paycheck." You know, and that
nice.
Said it all, you know. I mean, it wasn't about the fame, the fortune, or whatever. It was about, that's what he set his goal for, and he had finally achieved it. And at that point, it didn't matter how much or how little he got paid to be there. It wasn't about that. It was about finally hitting that mark that he had shot for so long ago, you know. And it was a moment for that. I was just like, it was like kind of like one of those moments I was like, okay, I didn't really realize that, but I'm so glad that this is what I got here for Christmas. it really turned out to be a great thing, you know. So, but yeah, you know, sorry, guys, I'm sitting outside of my little cafe here. But,
yeah, is that the place we were at Saturday night?
Yeah, you were here, so nice place.
The thing that I remember about that, him winning, and I think it was that win, is the promo that he gave the next night on Nitro. You probably remember this better than I did, Ray. And do you remember what he said in that promo?
I don't. So I was probably trying to get too nervous trying to get ready for my match.
But he was talking about that. I'm going to really screw it up, but I'm going to try and paraphrase it anyway. But he was talking about how all the people that told him he couldn't do it just made that so much sweeter.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I just so remember him. My favorite story to hear him tell is a story about where, and I was there, so I can vouch for the story, is the time when Arn Anderson told him, you know, "Why do you try so hard? They're never going to let you be a top guy." And it was like, that would have crushed a lot of people. But Dallas is one of those people, and it's one of those things that he and I have always had in common. I didn't know this until, I don't know, you know, at some point I realized that was one of the things that we have in common, is that the best way to get us motivated to do something is to tell us what we cannot do, you know. And so, of course, that just lit a fire in the page. And I was there the night when Arn walked up to him and said, after he'd won the world title, and said, "You know what? I owe you an apology." And I have to say that I've never been more proud to be so wrong, you know.
And
Arn Anderson, one of the greatest ever, you know. I mean, but, you know, I mean, he was basically like, "Why are you trying? They're not going to let you be a top guy." And Paige was like, "That's not acceptable to me." it was a pretty awesome moment. It really was.
I think one of the things that strikes me about Dallas that I love, because, you know, a lot of people I don't mean any disrespect to saying he's not that recent, even though he came back with The Rock saying he's the people's champ. I always consider Paige was the original people's champion. you know, with in all of that too. And you know, and that's what he made. He made that, and he made that work. And it was like, so.
Well, the reason it works for Paige is the same reason it worked for Dusty, is because Paige is a blue collar guy. And
absolutely.
Your average wrestling fan is that 40-hour-plus-a-week guy who's busting his hump just to make enough money to pay the bills and go get a few beers on Friday when he gets off, you know. And that's the real people's champion. I mean, that's, you know, and not taking anything away from The Rock, because God knows he's amazing. But
yeah, he's one of the, yeah.
You know, I mean, the most relatable, you know, I mean, people can call themselves that, but who are the most relatable people? And that's it. I mean, that's who related to Paige, because Paige lived that life. You know, it wasn't a joke. I mean, it wasn't made up. It wasn't fabricated.
No.
It wasn't written into the script. I mean, that's who he was, you know, who he is now. And
absolutely.
But,
I mean, yeah, you can catch him down at Cracker Barrel, you know, anytime.
Exactly. Yeah. I think the most uncomfortable I've ever seen him is back during April when we were going to the Hall of Fame thing together, me and him and Yoga Doc, and seeing Paige in a suit. That's uncomfortable for Paige.
I love in his videos when he takes the jacket off and he's got no sleeves underneath.
Which you
that's
see,
awesome. So Paige.
Yeah, I don't know if the videos we're gonna do with the video if it ever comes out, but on the you tell the story, Ray, of the trip on the way to the Hall of Fame.
Oh wow! Well, it was. Yeah, I was up in Atlanta, and I went to see Yoga Doc, and my shoulder was really messing with me. And so, God bless Yoga Doc. He somehow was able to at least put my shoulder back in the socket so I could kind of at least be in not so much pain. And I mentioned saying, I remember saying to him that I would really enjoy going to the Hall of Fame because Bullet Bob Armstrong was getting inducted, and Bullet Bob played a huge role in my career early on, and throughout the whole career. And all of his sons are still great friends of mine. And so Yoga Doc, being the great guy that he is, said something to Paige, and Paige was able to, you know, with his connections with the guys at WWE, was able to get some tickets and, you know, some VIP passes sort of thing, and which, of course, Paige totally deserves. And so he worked it out where I could go with him, and which is really cool. And so we show up at Yoga Doc's house, and we're all in suits, and we look like, I don't know, we either look like Secret Service agents or, you know, three criminals trying to disguise themselves in something in a prison break. I don't know, but
it looked like a con artist movie come to life.
Yeah,
absolutely,
exactly. And so like Ocean's 11 or something. You know, but the three of us are out in his Suburban, and we leave the driveway of his house, and all of a sudden the oil light comes on, and Yoga Dog's like, that's never happened. I don't know what's up with that. It'll be okay. Paige is like, bro, no, I'm not going to chance being halfway downtown and the car break down on us. We'll stop at the BP station and get some oil. So luckily I had my brand new little video handheld little video camera. So of course I was not going to miss this moment. So we pulled into the gas station. We jump out. You know, Yoga Doc opens the hood. Paige and all three of us run around to the hood. I'm getting all this on tape. Of course, Rob has it there. So if you guys want to post it, and then Paige and Yoga Doc, I'm filming. They somehow cannot figure out how to get the oil cap off. To put the oil in. Once again, you know, a village of idiots. But so we're trying to finally, and Paige gives up. He goes inside. The Yoga Doc's trying to get it off. Finally comes back with a quart of oil, and finally they get the thing off. Paige finally pours a quart of oil in. And then only as Paige would do, he goes, wait a minute. What if a quart's not enough? Maybe I should go get a second one. So, of course, we're still rolling. Goes back inside. I get the footage of him somehow, like, arguing with the guy at the counter. And I think what happened was he was like, look, I got to get the oil in the truck. I'll come back and pay you, you know. Somehow, all that gets caught on camera. We get the oil in the truck. We shut the hood. The three of us climb in, and off we go down to the Hall of Fame. So, it was just, if you know Paige, you know, you can imagine him in that scenario. It was just Paige being funny without trying to be funny.
Which is great, and I'll tell you what, man. The video itself
is really hilarious.
What's that? Oh yeah, the video is the video is awesome. I mean, you guys
really
broke
hilarious.
Down on the side of the road.
That Bluefield Hell.
This was not quite as bad as Bluefield Hell. Not even close to as bad. Ray, did you see the Bluefield Hell videos, Ray? Hear that story?
No, I have heard the story, yes. I've heard it, and it is a great story.
Yeah, it's epic. But, Sparky, Ray has got some of the best Dusty Rhodes toys I've ever heard. He just had me crack it up. Oh, my God.
Oh,
and,
that would be,
they're very
that
visual.
Would be great.
But, yeah,
well,
he's got
one, some, yeah, one of these nights, I'll definitely have to share some of those. Yeah, they're great toys. But is Tracy still on?
Kelly?
We were on earlier. Yeah, hey.
Hey.
Hey, I didn't want you to hang up there.
I got busy reading the chat room.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, I just wanted to kind of just make a comment about what you guys were talking about earlier, you know, and you're so right about the scale thing. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I mean, you know, back when I was, you know, like I said, you know, that was my profession, was working with clients like that. I kind of had to judge it because you would have some people who wanted to go by the scale every day and some people who didn't and whatever. And I would always tell them, you know, the best way to judge, you know, if you're getting healthier and you're getting, you know, more fit is it's just, you know, how your clothes fit. You know, you'll know, we all know what belt loop we use. And when all of a sudden you can squeeze that next belt loop, you know something good's going on. You know?
It's true.
And when your clothes start feeling looser and things like that. And I also say, too, I mean, and it sounds kind of corny, but I always tell people, you know what? You know, look in the mirror, you know, obviously, you know, whenever you can, when you know, just your private time, whatever. And, you know, we all know we want to look good naked. So shoot for that. And that has nothing to do with the scale, you know. And,
that's,
you know,
funny
and,
you said
and,
that
because
that's one of my goals.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it's one of mine too. You know, as bashful as I am, you know, so I'm saying I'm bashful. I ran around in spandex for a living. Yeah, so but no, it really is. I mean, you know, it's really. I think it's a personal preference, and I think everybody has their whatever works best for them. But the one thing is the scale. You said it exactly right, and the scale can actually. It can become your best friend or your worst enemy, and it can really you just don't need that to control your journey. You really don't,
absolutely.
You know. And it's hard sometimes not to break away from it because, like you said, the best way to really remedy it is put it somewhere where, you know, if you're going to use it, you have to go get it and put it out. I mean, to put it like in the bathroom or something like that, where, like you said, it's so easy to see it and walk by it, makes it that much more addictive. But if you put it somewhere, you put it up somewhere to where if you're going to use it, you have to go get it and put it. It does become less and less of an issue. And the longer you do that, it becomes even less and less of a part of your life. And,
yeah, absolutely.
And you gain that control back.
Yep. I had a friend of mine, this was a couple of years ago, and she was on that scale 7, 8, 9 times a day. And she would, you know, beat herself up over it. You know, because your body fluctuates every day.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, even if you're doing well and you're working out like you should, you can still gain a couple pounds before you lose 4 or 5. But she would definitely beat herself up. And I was like, listen, take the scale, put it away. And,
right.
You know, you're allowed to take it out once a month to weigh yourself. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
You know, you can't let that kind of thing control you.
And I have one of those high-end digital scales that goes down to the tenth of a pound, and which I, you know, I bought it back in the day, paid way too much for it. But but it's one of those, honestly, I've done this just as a test, and I literally, within the course of a day, I can fluctuate 5, 6 pounds, depending on what time of day I wake. So, yeah, and so that is the one thing I would always suggest that people do want to do that is weigh yourself at exactly the same time of day if you got to do that. So at least you have some kind of consistency. And really typically, like, first thing we get up in the morning is probably your best gauge of that. But some people, you know, they'll do it however it feels best for them. But yeah, you know, and one of the things that just picking from what you guys said earlier, is like, what's the best time to work out, you know, during the day? I mean, if you're going to work out early in the morning, which, you know, I carry Paige's book with me all the time. And I'm so proud of him because the book is, like, so dead on, you know, it really is on everything. And, you know, and it really is. I mean, like, the regimen that I do is I get up in the morning, and the first thing I do when I wake up is, I mean, living in Florida, it's great to have access to, you know, one, you know, orange juice down here is a big thing. But and I don't take that all the time, but I have different kinds of juices that I drink, but I drink like a small glass of juice first thing when I get up in the morning, and I take a glass of water, and then I wait 15, 20 minutes, whatever, before I do the workout. Just let it kind of digest a little bit, and you know, just give me a little something in my stomach just to do the workout. And, you know, so if anybody's kind of thinking of how to maybe, you know, that's a good way, that's a good thing to try. And, of course, Paige recommends that in his book as far as first meal of the morning is taking a glass of juice, or, you know, if you're going to eat a piece of fruit, then wait 15 or 20 minutes before you actually continue the rest of the meal. So, you know, let that digest a little bit. So that's why I highly recommend that if people are working out early in the morning.
Yeah, one of the things with that I was going to say is like the food combining aspect. I don't know, you know, one of the things he talks about is taking in your carbs before your protein. So you take your fruits, your everything else in before you take in like some eggs or something in the morning, and actually you digest it a little bit better when it goes through your body. And actually, if you split it, the carbs before the workout and the protein afterwards, it's actually a little bit better.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. So, well, good.
When do you prefer to work out, Ray? Do you like to do it in the mornings, or you prefer afternoons, or?
You know what? I'm one of those guys that, like, if you were to ask me, ideally, the afternoons would be better. But I just find that, for me, honestly, my day goes better, as hard as it is to get up in the morning and knock it out early.
Yeah,
you know, because you just never know what the afternoon is going to bring. You know, I mean, we all wake up that every day with that perfect schedule in mind, and then more times than not, something gets thrown in the wrench in the system to where, say, you're going to work out at 7 o'clock and you don't get home till 8, you know, and something like
mm-hmm.
that. So, I just think if you make it, then like I always say, you make it like an appointment, like anything else, you know, and if you don't have to be work till 9, then if it takes getting up a little bit earlier, you schedule it as an appointment. Think of it as a client, and if you don't make it, you're going to lose money by not addressing that client.
Yep.
You know, and we all know, I mean, what hurts the worst? You get hit in the wallet. So,
oh, yeah.
Think of it like that. You know, book it as an appointment, and just say to yourself, because if you had an appointment and you had to get up and you had to go meet a client, whatever business, you would do it if it meant that, you know, it would help your business or whatever. So think of it in that mentality. And that was like, once again, back when I was, you know, where I was training clients, that's what I would tell them. Consider this another business meeting in your day. You know, and you know, if you cancel this is a big business deal that's going to cost you and your business. And you just put that mentality, you know, into that this is something that, you know, is not if it's going to get done, but when it's going to get done. You know, and it's like anything else. Once you set the routine for it, it gets easier and easier. It does, you know. And I would say that the one thing that I really encourage people to do too is you know, the one thing that people overlook, especially in America, because we are all about, you know, more is better, you know, more money, more power, blah 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 blah, and is just listen to your body, because the one thing that genetically makes us all different is our ability to recover. And if you absolutely wake up on the morning where you feel like you're just totally exhausted, and you've been going great for 2 or 3 weeks or whatever, and you just feel like you're just totally, totally exhausted, then back it off a little bit. You know, it's never, ever going to hurt you to skip one more day, as long as you don't make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
but you're never going to go wrong if you take one more day to rest. You know, and I always, you know, just from looking at the new workouts and everything that Paige has come up with, you know, a day of rest, you know, if you want to take a total day off, it's not all bad. It really isn't. But because we all get run down, we all do, you know, to the point where maybe we're not getting enough sleep every night or whatever. And then, you know, typically like the end of the week, it kind of catches up with you sometimes. But the other thing is always just go back to what Paige says. You know, if nothing else, just throw in, you know, the tape and do the diamond dozen. Just do that, you know, if you need to take a little bit of a step back. You know, because it's still going to be, you know, doing a little something, but, you know, allowing you that time to recover. Because these workouts are challenging. I mean, they are. I mean, I'm pretty proud to say that they're kicking my butt, you know. So, but I'm enjoying it. I really am.
Yeah, you've become a YRG ambassador in no time, man. I swear.
Oh yeah, I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it. I really am. And but you know me, you know, Rob, I'm no techie, so I got to get you to help me with my profile. So I tried to download a picture this morning, and it was like the blind leading the blind. Why can't I download this picture?
Yeah. Yeah, if you know what picture you want up, man, just email it to me. And, no, yeah, just email it to me and give me your username and password, and I'll take care of it for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll just email you. Can you put up more than one picture? Or
yeah, yeah, you can put up a bunch of pictures.
Okay.
There's
See,
only one profile
know,
picture,
you know?
But you can have... What's that?
I said that's how little I know. So, but
you
know me by now, Rob,
so
you know. Yeah.
Yeah. You can only have one profile picture, but you can have as many pictures in your photo gallery as you want. So.
Oh, okay. I mean, you know me. I mean, how much of a huge a conquest it will be for me and a huge victory for me to actually email you the pictures.
I realized that I was giving you a lot of credit there, but I'll
do my best, and that will be a very proud moment when they actually go through and you get them.
And that's going to be better than a lot of the people who try to get the six picks up in the first place. So.
Yeah. But I think I can honestly tell you, I mean, I even though I'm doing this, you know, more to like, honestly, just be healthier. But I do have like a little bit of ultimate goal of mine. I'm booked to do the, and I don't know if Paige is booked or not for it, but they have the big NWA Legends Fan Fest in Atlanta coming up the first weekend of August, and I'm booked for that, and I'm going to be doing photo ops for that in the full, you know, Glacier get up, and you know that, and that's when I wrestled. I was around 235, 240, somewhere between 235 and 245. And when I started the YRG, I was telling Rob this earlier, I weighed in, I thought I was 257. And I just kind of allowed myself to you know, slip a little bit. And I'm already down some in my weight, and I feel much better already. I mean, so much better. And, I mean, I know I told Rob this, but and I'm getting ready to hopefully talk to Paige the next day or two, is literally after the second workout, I was just amazed at how much better I felt. And it was like almost like I was like, I can't be feeling this much better after only, you know, basically I was in my third day. You know, it's like when I woke up my third day, I was like, oh my gosh, because I actually went and I did 2 days in a row of the energy workout, and I think I'll do it just to see how I'll handle it. And man, I woke up, I slept so good the second night and woke up the third day, and I was like, I can't believe how much better I feel. And that's the God's honest truth. And I was just like, and honestly, I mean, right now I'm in a position where because of my shoulder injury, I just, you know, I was trying to go to the gym before I started back on the YRG plan, and even though I was able to kind of, you know, modify and go through it, I was still always nervous that I was going to do some more damage to it. And when I did the new energy workout, I mean, I was just like, oh my God, I mean, this is like tailor made for me. You know, and I have to adjust a little bit with like the push-up position and stuff, but I can find certain hand positions to where it doesn't hurt me to hold the plank position and go down, so I can modify it enough. But I mean, just the workout itself. I'm a huge advocate of dynamic tension or phase called the dynamic resistance, because coming from the martial arts world, I mean that's been in the martial arts world for forever, and it really does work, and so I love that part of it. The one other thing I love about the new workouts is the fact they have the clock in the corner that's counting you down. So you know exactly. Yeah, and it's such a motivator, you know, to see that clock count down. It really is.
Yeah, because the old DVDs never had that, and I really like that in the new ones.
And I like the fact that the new energy workout is not quite as demanding as the old 20-minute workout, because the old 20-minute workout was a freaking butt kicker.
Oh, hell yeah.
With the catcher positions and all that. And, you know, and I think Paige realized that, hey, you know what, let's set people up for success. You know, let's make it a little bit more user-friendly the first time around. And then you know, the next workout, you can build up to that. But, I was so impressed with the new variation of it. I really was.
He's got so many flavors right now, and especially like the one I did this morning. I did mixed tape, and like you said, when you get up and you're kind of like, oh goodness, I try to get up early, because if I don't, it gets difficult for me throughout the day to get a workout in. And mixed tape's about 30 minutes, and it combines like Red Hot Core, Fat Burner, Diamond Cutter, Double Black Diamond, all those things together, and it gets a different flavor of difficulty. But like, I'm kind of looking at it, and I'm like, I'm struggling in the morning. I'm thinking, man, I hope this isn't too much longer. And it says 15 minutes, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, okay, I can make it 15 more minutes. And
absolutely.
You think to yourself,
yeah,
you got to
yeah.
think to yourself, I can make that. I can keep going. Let's just get it done.
because right. I'm actually treating the YRG retreat sort of like a training for me, or like I'm prepping for a tournament or something. Because
I want to make sure
when I get there. I mean, Dallas is going to be doing 2 workouts a day, an hour apiece. And I actually feel like I'm going to be letting them down. If I'm not in those workouts, if I'm not 110% making it through those workouts, an hour a day, that, you know, I feel like I'm going to let him down. I feel like I'm going to be letting myself down. So I'm actually trying to train for the train for the retreat. So.
And Rob, are you going to the retreat or no?
I'm going to try to make it there. I'm not sure if the money's going to line up, but I'm definitely going to try.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it online today and looking. I'm gonna definitely try my best to make it as well, just because. I hadn't given myself a vacation in a long time, so I'm thinking about trying to make it as well. So maybe we can team up there and figure out how to get over there together.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I still have to get a passport. I haven't even done that yet. I need to set that up.
Oh yeah.
Get it as early as possible. Anybody out there, if you haven't gotten your passport and you're thinking about it, go get your passport now. Get ready to go. I mean, honestly, I'm going for the full time. It's like $800 if you go for, and I'm rooming with Rev Kev. If you got a roommate, it's like $800. If you go for 4 days, it's like around $600. If you got a roommate,
And the flight and everything. Yeah. So I mean, and I guess when you pay your deposit and everything, that obviously kind of minimizes what you have to pay on the back end. So.
It's not bad at all. This is kind of like not in the line of conversation, but I got to say this. My sister-in-law, Sarah's out there, and she's been coming over and YRGing with me once a week. She's going to try
to
get here twice a week, which is pretty cool because I'm also working for my certification, so I'm trying to get feedback from her about how I'm helping her out, but she's been coming over and doing it, and she's also a doctor. She's a physical therapist, which is really awesome. So her birthday was today, so happy birthday, Sarah.
Yeah, happy birthday, Sarah. That's awesome.
Yeah, she's actually really been enjoying it. Like, we went through Fat Burner on Monday, and she was like, Tuesday, she's like, I feel sore all over. which it's cool. You don't want to feel sore every time you do a workout, but when you actually realize like how zero impact fitness YRG is and using dynamic resistance can be for your body and how it hits every muscle in your body,
amazing.
It blows your mind.
Yeah.
Have you done Red Hot Core yet, Ray?
That would be a no. I'm jumping to that next week. So
that workout, man, I tell you, it's 12 minutes long. It's like 12 minutes and change. And I did it for the first time in 3 or 4 months recently because, you know, I had a dip and I'm trying to get back to where I was. That thing, for 12 minutes, I'm thinking, you know, the first time I did it when I first got it a couple of years ago, 12 minutes, you know, that's going to be child's play. That thing kicks your ass. Seriously. That is like the best core workout I've done.
Yeah, I've heard it. So, I got to kind of somehow like go through a little Zen meditation before I jump into that.
need some icy hot afterwards, but you know.
Well, yeah, I think you know, it's like, you know, like say the variety is the spice of life, you know, and I think that's a great thing that Pace has done is to be able to give, you know, so many different workouts where literally, you know, if you get up one day and you go, yeah, I'm just not really sure what I'm going to do, you can kind of go, you know, you can spread them on the table and go, like, close your eyes and just point and hit one and go, okay, that's what I'll do today, you know? And,
absolutely.
And that's one of the things that keeps people motivated, keeps them moving forward is variety. And I think that's great that he's been, had that much, you know, of knowledge to kind of say, okay, well, this is what we need to do. We need to break it up a little bit and, you know, and because sometimes people, you know, they'll talk themselves out of even the 20-minute workout, but there's a 12-minute workout, they go, okay, well, I can do that, you know, and and so then that's you know, it's just it's a motivator because, you know, there's really not much of an excuse you can give for not putting aside 12 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've done a lot of different workout DVDs, a lot of them like Taibo, and you name it, and I've done it. And it's for me, it's always the same thing. It's the same workout, just a different amount of time. And that's what I like about this so much, is that the workouts are so different.
Right.
Yeah, he's got the 12-minute, he's got a 20-minute, he's got a 30, 40, he's got a 60. Difficulties all different. I mean, and that's the nice thing about the original workouts. You throw them in, you throw those YRG workouts, and you can get anything in that you want. If you just want to work your lower body, he's got below the belt. You know, if you want to work your abs, he's got red hot core. So,
which I was really concerned about below the belt the first time because I didn't know what to expect. But, you know, that's neither here nor there.
What was that?
I was trying to make a bad joke, and it didn't go over at all. So.
Honestly, because I had somebody walk up to me.
Now
I covered the phone.
Joke,
and tell them I had somebody walk up to me when I was talking. I covered the phone real quick and said, told them I was doing the show. And they were like, oh, and I missed whatever you said, so I'm sorry.
No, it probably wouldn't have gone over anyway, you know, but it's all good.
Well, I can tell you guys a little funny story real quick about the little voicemail I got from FaZe last night, actually, because I told you this earlier. So I get this, if that's cool, if I can tell a little story right now, I don't want to break the momentum of Team YRG right now. So is that okay to tell a little quick FaZe story?
No, absolutely.
Okay, because I had a funny story, which is great. First of all, let me preface the story with a thing that Mark Merrill told me the other day. That is, we were actually eating lunch with a buddy of mine who used to be my agent, one of my good friends here, and of course we were just telling all kind of paid stories, and of course laughing our butts off about those, and of course Mark's a real spiritual guy right now, and so he tells my buddy John, he goes, I had a conversation with God about our relationship with Paige. He goes, we love Paige like family. He goes, so God has really kind of given me Paige given me permission to make Paige like our mulligan. It's like, it's okay. God says it's okay for us to make fun of Paige. But anyway, I went to bed pretty early last night, and he left me a message. I think it was probably around 11:30 or something, by my time. And this was probably, a couple months ago. I got a call from my agent in Miami, because I'm still doing some acting, and Ellen Jacoby, who's like the big casting director down in Miami, she casts like every big film that's come out of Miami the last 20 years, and she cast me for Burn Notice and a couple other things, and so she called my agent and said, look, they're doing a film here in Miami coming up, later on in June, called Rock of Ages. They're bringing the Rock of Ages Broadway play to film, and it's going to be starring Tom Cruise. And there's a role that's about a 3-week-long shoot of the bodyguard for Tom Cruise, but it's very specific requirement. He has to be very clean-cut, almost like a Secret Service look, and he cannot be taller than 6'2". And I'm right at 6'2". And I'm pretty much have that clean-cut Secret Service look. So she felt like I'd be like nail the role. So I submitted for it. Everything looked like it was going great. Then they come back and they go, you know what, they changed their minds. They want someone who looks more like an 80s rocker type look for the bodyguard. And I was thinking, okay, well, Paige has cut his hair, but Paige still kind of had that rough kind of 80s look. He could probably make himself look like that. So I mentioned Paige's name to him, and my agent was like, oh, yeah, cool, you know. Somehow I forgot to mention that he was 6'5". So I get Paige's name kind of circulating, and then they come back and they go, oh, he seems great. How tall is he? I said, he's 6'5". No, too tall. I was like, he's got a great look. And they were like, no, too tall. Because of the height of Mr. Cruise, it can only be no taller than 6'2". And I was like, so I called Paige. I was like, Paige, I'm sorry. Blah, blah, blah. He said, no big deal. And so Paige leaves me a message last night. And he says, bro, you remember how, thing with the audition with the Tom Cruise, blah, 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 the bodyguard. He goes, and they said that, like, you weren't right for it. And he said, I was too tall for the role. He goes, guess who booked the role? Kevin Nash. Of course, Kevin Nash is 7 feet tall. This goes to show you the people in the movie business have no idea what they're looking for.
And a funny little punctuation to that story. I don't know if you got the email that I sent you, Ray.
I didn't check my email all day, so I will see. I'll check it tonight.
Yeah, there's. I sent a picture to Dallas last week, and it was about a month ago. Kevin Nash was arrested, in like some little bar thing, and he was trying to protect some lady, and basically all the charges were thrown out, so it wasn't anything serious. But the funny part is that TMZ put up his mugshot, and whenever you see a mugshot, you see the height measurement thing behind him. Nash is taller than that. You can see it like in his ears.
That's classic. You know, and I tell people all the time too that, like, I hear it all the time, like when you meet people, you know, wrestling fans, which, you know, is something that I always love because I, at the end of the day, I'm still a wrestling fan, and a lot of times you hear in wrestling, they meet people, they go, wow, yeah, I thought that guy would be bigger, you know, because, you know, the way they shoot it in wrestling, a lot of guys, they look bigger on TV than they actually look, and I've always told people, I said, you know, there's some people that look bigger on TV than they really are. I said, but there literally are two people that are bigger when you meet them in real life than they looked on TV. And I say, obviously one is Nash. I always tell them, but the other one is Paige. People, for whatever reason, don't think Paige is going to be as tall as he is when they meet him. You know, and Paige is he's a legitimate, 6'5", you know. And people are like, oh, my God, I didn't know he was going to be that big. And I was like, yeah, he is. Which is kind of funny, you know. Paige is, like I said, I love the guy. I love to make fun of him because I love him. So.
Yeah, he's a great. I think I told you, Ray. I told you this story. speaking of Dallas, I booked him for one of these radio shows, is the O Show, and which the O Show was awesome. They do a great job. Mm-hmm. They've got a huge following. And Paige calls or pages me that morning and says, "Hey, what time do I go on?" So I find out. I page him back. It's like 6:45 p.m. At about 6:55 or so, I get a call from Donnie, the guy who's hosting the show, and Donnie says, "Hey, I can't get a hold of Paige." I'm like, "Great!" So I call Paige and I said, "Hey." He's like, "Oh my God, I forgot I'm drinking wine with my friends, and I completely just tell him to call me. Just call me right now." Okay, cool. So I set the whole thing up. And he does the show. It's a great appearance, but something screws up with the computers, and Donnie loses the last 5 minutes. So he's freaking out. They're in the studio. They're almost out of studio time, and they can't get a hold of Paige. So he calls me and says, "Hey, you know, what's going on? I can't get a hold of Paige. We need to redo the last 5 minutes." I call Paige, I set it up, and Paige is like, "Listen, I'll be out of here in 15 minutes. I'm still apart with my friends. I'll be out of here in 15 minutes. So they're holding over studio time for all of this. 30 minutes later, Donnie's like, "Hey, they're going to kill us if we don't do this right now. We ran out of studio time 10 minutes ago. I'm like, "Okay, cool." So I call Paige. He's like, "Okay, I'm in the car. Tell him to call me." I call Donnie. Tell him to call Paige. Donnie says, "Hey, I need 2 more minutes for rebooting the computer." So I just text that to Paige and say, "Hey, they need 2 more minutes. Paige calls me and goes, "Hey, don't text me while I'm driving."
You're like, "How are you supposed to know he's driving?"
Exactly. That's exactly what I said to him. I'm like, "How in the world do I know you're driving, bro?"
Well, that's so Paige, which is what makes him just... You gotta love the guy, I tell you
awesome.
What, man. I mean, out of all the years, I've been around Paige. I mean, there's so many great stories. I mean, like I said, Paige is a character without being a character, without trying to be a character. You know, he's just, which is what makes him so freaking lovable. I love the guy, I really do. So, I tell you the funny story. Of course, Rob, you there? I told you later, but. We were down here, about 6 weeks ago when he was here, and we were supposed to meet at Mark's, little personal training studio to work out together. And like I said, I kind of weakled out of the workout with his shoulder.
Oh,
he
was so pissed that day.
Oh, yeah, he was so mad. And so the funny thing was he gets out of the car and he's like, Ray, you're going to do the workout with us? And I'm like, "Paige, I got a shoulder injury. I told you about it." He's like, "What?" He goes, "That's unacceptable, blah, 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 blah." And then Mark turns to me. And Mark, of course, Mark will not allow Paige to know that he's getting the best of Mark. So, that's just the competitive side of both of them. And so Mark turns to me, and Mark's always called me Sugar Ray, which is like my early wrestling name. He turns to me, and Paige is talking to either you or my buddy Chris, who was there, and Marcus. He goes, Sugar Ray. He goes, you're not doing the workout with us? And I go, nah, Mark, I'm not. And Mark turns his back to Paige. He leans in and he goes, save me. He knew Paige was about to put him through the ringer.
Oh, and he did too. Oh, man, because you had gone outside to use the phone, and Paige was just, he was walking around going, lame,
I know.
You know?
He's just like, bop, 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 bop. Every now and then I got to do it. I got to do it to him to shake him up every now and then, you know? So I can't do everything he says.
There you go. No, man, I'll tell you what, you did it again, man. We've got like 10 minutes left of the show. We're almost out of time again.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah.
Our ratios are like
it.
Our shows. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And
we
have
10 minutes left? Wow, I didn't realize that, man.
Yeah, we got a full chat room, too.
Oh, man. That's awesome, man.
And I'm still challenging people. I was going to give a Monster Vader T-shirt away. If you don't know, Ray, we got a guy in the community. His name is Doug Steffen. This guy calls, and he moved to Germany recently.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For his career. But this guy calls everybody in Team YRG.
Oh,
Dallas,
wow.
Called the Monster Motivator, because this guy gets everybody. If it wasn't for Doug, and this is about the paying it forward aspect that you touched on earlier, if it wasn't for Doug, I wouldn't be where I am today as far as my journey. I actually wouldn't be hosting the show today. I wouldn't be talking to you. All this wouldn't be possible. I wouldn't have had, like, Mark Miro calling in my first show saying, hey, this is a great thing. Like, I was crapping my pants the first show that I had. No, it was phenomenal. It was, like, unreal for me. But Doug... Doug really did everything. If it wasn't for him, it was unbelievable. But I've got a question out there for everybody, and one of the things, we're trying to get people to call in and ask questions, and actually, I totally lost my thought. Robert, save me.
Well, here, let me... Well, actually, I had another thought, because you mentioned that Doug moved to Germany, and
yep.
Ray, this is the kind of dedication that Doug has, is that he's done this show many, many times from Germany, but being in that time zone means that he has to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, do the show,
oh, wow.
Go back to bed, and then go to work.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow. God bless him. Yeah. That's dedication. I will say, I love Germany, man. I've wrestled there several times. I wrestled there about a year ago, and I absolutely love Germany. I really do. It's a great place, and they love their wrestling, you know, and which is awesome. And yeah, I mean, that's, you know what, that's the kind of dedication that I think that just from this, you know, this online community, you know, that I think it's just such a cool thing, the Team YRG concept. I really do, because it just gives you a whole army of people that support you, you know, and when you feel like you got those moments of weakness or you know, you lack of motivation, which we all have, me included. You know, I mean, it's just nice to know. Like, I got so fired up this morning. I was at work with one of my buddies who was considering, like, I was going to, like, loan him one of the tapes to watch just to kind of, you know, give him a little sampling of it. And, you know, we took a break from work, and I was just on the Team YRG page, and I was showing him. I got so excited showing him, you know, and I just told him, I was like, God, you got to understand, it's like a whole army of people who you know, think alike. I said, yeah, and that's one of my big things is I always say that, you know, if you want to be successful, you got to get around like-minded people, you know, and that's what this is. I mean, it's a forum of people who all think alike, who have the same kind of goals, who have the same drive, the same ambition, but we're all, every single one of us, we hit moments of you know, where we are stagnant or where we, you know, moments of doubt or moments of no motivation, and to be able to know that literally that there's a ton of motivation that's just a click away. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. And I can tell you right now, you got to understand, like, I've known Paige forever, and Paige has been pitching YRG to me forever, and I just never really got serious about it until, you know, recently. And once I found out about Team YRG, and of course, when I did the first show, and it's just something that I so much want to be a part of because of one main thing, you know, and I consider myself a pretty disciplined guy, but for one main thing that I know that Team YRG, being that everybody, you know, we're all friends, but Team YRG will hold me accountable, you know, and that's what I want. That's what I need, you know. And,
absolutely.
And that's what, and I think that's the two things. Is there's two main things in life is like, what do you want? What do you need? You know, if those two things line up, then you can find somebody that a purpose that fulfills both those things, you know, you're on the right track.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, just to give myself a little rub here, and I was just thinking about this, but it's self-serving, but I'll do it anyway, just, you know.
Do it.
About 4.5 years ago, I was on the phone with myself. Yeah, I was on the phone with myself and Dallas. Yeah, it was a great conversation. And Alan, his business manager. Now, a lot of people don't know Alan, but Alan is has helped Paige develop YRG. He was the guy behind the scenes. And up until recently, it was the three of us doing pretty much everything. Now, at that time, YRG Online consisted of like one website with about 5 or 6 pages. And that was it.
Yeah.
And the three of us, we were having this conversation about how do we push it forward, what do we do? And it's, you know, not to give myself a rub or anything, but it is when all the things that I've done with Dallas and around all this stuff is by far one of the things that I'm most proud of is that I'm telling them, listen, we've got to build a community of some time, of some kind. That's what's going to help keep us cohesive and move us forward.
Yeah.
And I never ever expected Team YRG to take off the way it did. It's just amazing what it's morphed into.
Well, Robert, that's the thing. Yeah, give yourself credit, Robert, because listen, man, I mean, like great minds, you know, like minds think alike, you know, and but sometimes, you know, even, you know, as driven as Paige is, you know, the great thing about Paige is you know, he's always open to suggestions. Like
oh, yeah,
I've got
absolutely.
A couple of suggestions about dynamic resistance, and I want to, because of my martial arts background, even through the first couple of workouts, I've got a couple of things I want to share with Paige that I think might actually be things that could, you know, that he would want to know that might be able to add a little bit of a adjustment to the workout. And, you know, whether he does anything with it or not, it's still something that I feel like, okay, you know, I can bring this to the table, you know, and that's what you did. I mean, you brought an idea to the table. And it's one thing about Paige. I mean, you know, Paige is one of those guys that, you know, I mean, he Paige is who he is, but he's always open to suggestions. He's always open to ideas. And Paige will be the first one to tell you, you know, he's not ashamed to say when he hears an idea and the light goes off, he'll be the first one to say, bro, that's a great idea.
Absolutely. and his brain is going to work on it for a week, and he's going to twist it and make it even better.
Exactly. So, yeah, and that's what's so great about Paige, you know. And I mean, I just, you know, like I said, I mean, I always get sentimental when I talk about the guy, but I mean, you know, he is. I mean, he's so much the reason I am where I am today, you know. And sometimes people go, "Why do you give Paige so much credit?" And I go, "Well, you know what? Because he deserves it. He really does. You know, I mean, without Paige believing in me, you know, my career would have ended long before I ever made it to that top level. And I owe him so much of that. You know, and Paige is always the one to say, "Well, you know, I opened the door, but you stepped in and made it happen." But still, opening
the
door was the first step. You know?
Absolutely. Now, we've got about 2 minutes left, so it's up to Sparky to close us out.
No, I was just going to say that there's a couple things going on, and sort of touching on what Ray said. It's you know, one of the things I would have never envisioned myself on May 10th. 2010, when I started YRG, hosting a radio show, having talked to Diamond Dallas Page, Mark Miro, Glacier Ray, you guys being completely awesome to us, having this being completely open to us, touching so many lives. It's amazing. It's life-changing. People who don't... who haven't understood it, who haven't come into it, if you're listening to the radio show now, grasp onto it, hold on to it, because in a year from now, you don't know the changes that you are going to make in your own life. They're going to be amazing. So if there's nothing else, Ray or Robert, you got anything else to add before we close out?
I am good, man. We're rolling up on about 45 seconds.
I'll close out real quick and just say this, guys, that the one thing is, and what Robin and I talked about too, and he knows where I'm coming from, is, you know, I live by, you know, what I call the Rocky Balboa philosophy. There's no matter how many times you get knocked down or you fall down, you just got to keep getting back up. And with the YRG workout, especially when you're starting it, you're going to fall over. You're going to kind of have to go down to a knee sometimes. But the key to it is that not many times you do that, it's how many times you get back up. And as long as you keep getting back up, you're still in the game. Period.
Hell yeah. Absolutely. And with that, I will say thanks, Ray. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Robert. It's been real. This is Sparky. Screw the 10%. Live life at 90%. This is Team YRG, YRG Radio. Thanks, everybody. Sparky out.
Thank you, guys. Good night.
Take care, bro.